U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar was in Dayton Friday. Azar attended a listening session on opioids at Bridget's Path in Kettering. Bridget's Path is an inpatient care facility for mothers addicted to opioids and their newborns. Following the morning discussions, Azar reaffirmed the Trump administration's commitment to fighting the opioid crisis.
But he's made it also a particular priority to listen to those that are on the front lines here in the state at the local level to understand how we can help you.
Azar said the administration is devoting billions of dollars to fight the national epidemic on multiple levels, including research and development of new pain medications that do not include opioids. Several local families affected by opioids attended the discussions, as did local officials, including Montgomery County Juvenile Court Judge Anthony Capizzi and Republican Congressman Mike Turner. Capizzi had just returned from a two-day trip to Washington, D.C., where he spoke with congressional leaders about the opioid crisis. Bridget's Path is the state's first treatment center for drug-exposed babies. It opened in 2015 with the mission to provide inpatient medical care for newborns with neonatal abstinence syndrome, also known as NAS. Executive Director Jill Kingston highlighted the early accomplishments of the organization in the few months they've been operating at the Dixie Drive facility.
The difference that it makes to have babies in a home-like setting is tremendous. We've had all of our babies stay out of foster care when they leave here, so it's been a huge blessing to be able to partner with the families, connect them to the services that are already in our community, and really advocate for the families through this journey that they're facing.
Bridget's Path is a privately funded organization, but Kingston said she hopes that one day they'll be eligible as a Medicaid-approved facility. Kingston thanked Azar for his visit and willingness to take their message back to Washington. The HHS secretary said now that he's seen the impact of Bridget's Path, he would go back to Washington, look at programs available to see what assistance the administration could offer, but also stated that ultimately it's the states that decide what organizations their Medicaid programs fund. Jerry Kenny, WYSO.